is a Ray Perot hearing for Eric McGarry. ADC number is 33417. Mr. Gary is on parole. He came for eligible for an absolute discharge, regular parole, or home arrest on October 22nd of 1982. Mr. Gary is 70 years old and currently serving a life sentence for first-degree rape, which began on June 23, 1974. He was originally charged with assault with intent to murder, kidnapping, and rape. As a result of his plea agreement, he pled to rape first degree, and the other charges were dismissed. According to his institutional progress report, Mr. McGarry states he has no plans for release, and states he would like to remain incarcerated. Mr. McGarry hasn't had any disciplinary actions since October 17th of 2012. His previous disciplinary action mainly involved disobeying, drugs, sex, and violence. He has had approximately 81 parole hearings since 1976, of which have been denied. They have either been denied, continued, or waived, with the exception of two. In February 1989, he was granted regular parole and revoked in November of 1989. Then in April of 1993, the board granted Mr. Murray home arrest. However, on appeal from the victim, the Arizona Court of Appeals set aside the Board of Pardons and Parole decision, ruling under the Bill of Rights of the victim. The victim is constitutionally entitled to be noticed in post-conviction release proceedings. The victim was not notified of her hearing. In August of 1993, he had a new hearing and was denied. He has taken very little program and has no family or community support. In June of 1974, Mr. McGarry and his wife were at a nightclub, drinking and partying, when he noticed the victim leave the club, going to a motel room. He followed her outside and offered her a ride, which she accepted. He then forcibly drove her to a rest area and brutally raped and assaulted her. The victim was struck several times and choked into unconsciousness and didn't remember anything until she woke up in the hospital. Mr. McGarry left her on the side of the road and returned to the club and picked up his wife. Told his wife the man had beat up his girlfriend and he had to beat up the guy. The two returned and discovered the victim's body, and Mr. McGarry told his wife to go in town and notify the police about finding the body. The victim was extremely beaten, had several broken bones, bruised on the stomach, and one of her breasts were removed. She had been strangled and was bruised in the vaginal area. The Coconino County Attorney's Office has a letter objecting to any possible release of Mr. McGarry, stating the defendant is clearly unable to follow the law and remains a significant harm to law-abiding citizens and a danger to the community. Based on the information that we have, and there is a letter still attached from the Coconino County Attorney's Office, I don't think, based on the information that we have, and also based because of the fact that Mr. McGarry states that he has no plans for release and states he would like to remain incarcerated. And I don't feel that Mr. McGarry should be placed on parole, home arrest, or given an absolute discharge. That's my opinion. I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion to deny Mr. McGarry home arrest, absolute discharge, or regular parole. Because of the date of this incident, he is not eligible for a set-off. This incident occurred in 1974. That would be my motion.
Second.
McGarry.
Agreed. Second. Mr. Brignons agreed. Mr. Commissioners, Mr. Mill, Dr. Riley, denied. Parole is being denied is 412A or 11, or home arrest. The reasons for denial are going to be is a serious and violent offense, serious indeed offense, trauma to the victim, the serious bodily injury to the victim as the breast was cut off. He didn't have much of a criminal history, but I'm going to mark that. I'm going to mark that he hadn't had any recent disciplinary actions. So I'm just going to mark poor institutional behavior because he has had some. And then I'm going to also mark a lack of programming since he had very little program. He had poor or no release plan, no family or community support. That will conclude the hearing for Mr. McGarry at this time.